Ba is a unique sound. In fact, it is so unique that this sound defines all of the Arabic language as the language of Dad, because it's only found in Arabic. Ba sound must not be confused with De sound. And in fact, they use different techniques for pronunciation. The Ba sound requires that the sides of the tongue be pressed up against the roof of your mouth, while the tip of your tongue touches the area behind your front upper teeth, which we call the alveolar ridge. So the tip of the tongue should be touching this area without pressing. To apply this technique correctly, we're going to break it down to some movements and steps. First, you need to try and press the sides of your tongue against the roof of your mouth. Remember, only the sides of your tongue and not all of it. So this blue dotted area, as you can see in this chart, is where you should be pressing your tongue and not all of it. Next, you need to touch the area behind the front upper teeth using the tip of your tongue. Remember, touching is not pressing. The reason for this is that if you press, air won't be able to escape or produce the sound. So touch to keep the air momentarily in this area before releasing it and thus creating the sound. So as you can see, that yellow dotted area is where your tongue should be making contact or just touching without pressing. So the blue area, you're pressing, the yellow area is just touching. Now we're going to try to combine these two movements together and see how it sounds. Also, don't forget to make the jaw movement. The jaws should be moving away from each other to give space for air to move out of your mouth. So it should sound like this. Bah, bah, bah. And since there is air trapped for a short while and then released, you will ideally hear the sound in your head before actually hearing it or pronouncing it. So in the first part of the sound menu, you're supposed to hear it in your head before actually pronouncing the sound. If the sides of your tongue are not pressed properly, you will either hear a de sound or you're not going to hear anything at all. Why are we going to hear a de sound? Now the de sound, the technique of the de sound is pretty similar to the ba. The only difference is that there is no pressing of the tongue against the roof of the mouth. So de is produced just by the touching the tip of the tongue to the alveolar ridge or the area behind the upper front teeth. So if this pressing of the tongue is not there, you will not hear the ba sound, but you will hear the de sound. And that is something that you have to keep in mind, because this is one of the most common mistakes that people make when they learn the ba sound. Now it's time to hear some minimal pairs to identify the differences between de and ba. Once you be able to hear the difference, it is time for you to practice to get it right. Dal, dal. Dal, dal. Dab, dab. Dab, dab. Fard, fard. Fard, fard. Tadmir, tadmir. Tadmir, tadmir. Now, if you don't get it right the first couple of attempts, don't give up. Ba is arguably one of the most difficult sounds in Arabic. And actually, not all native Arabs can actually pronounce it properly. So, do your best. Don't give up too soon. So this is going to be the end of today's lesson, everyone. I hope you learned something new today. If you did, please like, share the video, and of course, subscribe for my channel. And see you next time. Salam.